InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Then I was elected the first black woman to be elected a district attorney in the state of California, wow. San Francisco, and the first African American ever elected as an attorney general.
Yes, because yes. you are
yes.
idiot.
Yes.
Okay, and I don't know that everybody knows that.
You only say what is untrue. You are a master falsifier. When somebody fact-checks you, like a chameleon, you change your attire.
Kamala's a big fat liar. Kamala's a big fat liar. Liar, liar, pants on fire.
The time for cackling is through. Joe Biden's condition is dire. Now the party turns to you. It's time to claim what you desire.
Kamala's a big fat liar. Kamala's a big fat liar. Liar, liar, pants on.
Said that you work in fast food and put potatoes in a fryer. I hope they have a job for you come November when you are fired.
Kamala's a big fat liar. Kamala's a big fat liar. Liar, liar, pants on.
I'm posting this on X here in a few minutes. Real Alex Jones. It's amazing. Fire! It's Monday, September 9th, 2024. It's the Alex Jones Show, and I can officially tell you the Kamala Harris campaign never launched, blew up on the launch pad, but now it's officially collapsed into ruin.
But this November, the American people are going to tell her, no thanks, Kamala. You've done a terrible job. You've been terrible at everything you've done. You're ultra-liberal, that we don't want you here. We don't want you anywhere. Kamala, you're fired. Get out of here. You're fired.
Well, it's Jim Morrison. And Kamala Harris is a big fat liar. A true masterpiece. We're going to give these folks credit and post it on Real Alex Jones right now. So go there and be sure and share it. All right, folks. It is Monday, September 9th, 2024. I cannot wait until the debate tomorrow night. Woo! But the biggest news is straight ahead. All the king's horses and all the king's men can't put the New World Order back together again. Start your engines. We're back in 60 seconds on Alex Jones.
At InfoWarsMD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It is Monday, September 9th, 2024. I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, transmitting and broadcasting worldwide. Pee-fi-fo-fum, I smell the blood of globalist scum. Be they live or be they dead, I'll grind their bones to make my bread. Oh, I feel victory. I can see it, I can taste it, I can smell it, and I know it. 56 days, 14 hours, 52 minutes, 53 seconds for the most important election in world history. Nine! We are back, my friends, for another live global transmission that you're not supposed to see. That you're not supposed to share. But there's not just evil in the universe. There's also good. I exist. You exist. And we were created by the creator of all consciousness. All time. All dimensions. To say that I'm seething with energy is an understatement. Nine. To the new allure. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I want to be 100% crystal clear that I don't engage in politics the way the Democratic Party and the way the hype machines do and the way the Republicans do as well. The perception is reality. You can be on 10 hits of acid and be on a 50-story building and think you're a swallow or a eagle or a hawk and jump off, and when you hit the concrete on the bottom, you're going to bounce about 10 feet in the air and you're going to be a bloody mess and you're going to be dead. Perception is not reality. People can be delusional and believe a perception is reality. But if you perceive the words of Kamala Harris and CNN as true, you're living a delusion. So when I tell you, when I'm about to tell you right now, I think if you look at the evidence, you'll know I'm right. Most of you probably already understand this. But I'm not doing this to create an aura of invincibility so that the left caves in and joins us because they're nothing but followers, though that's now happening. I've been meaning to say this for 2 weeks, but I wasn't 100% sure, because we hadn't exactly perfectly crossed the point of no return, the demarcation line. But I can tell you, last night and this morning, looking at hundreds of stories and hundreds of videos, I prepare for each live hour, probably two. People ask, do you watch sports? Do you? What do you do? I exercise some, hang out with my family, and study. I really don't even hardly ever watch TV anymore. I'm boring, but reality's too important. And so I've got, no exaggeration, 50 exhibits or more. That's a low number of examples of this just today. But let me announce it clearly. Because there's a paradox here. Just because Trump's going to win in a landslide, in reality, doesn't mean with the fraud, they might not still be able to steal it. But that window has closed from all the evidence we have. And so now all they have is murdering him. And they have the AI and the global crunching numbers. They knew that back in July. They already had their shooter ready. And they had the stand down in Butler, Pennsylvania. But here's the announcement. There has been a massive exodus in entertainers, in celebrities, low-level, mid-level, high-level, and the highest level, to Trump in the last couple years, but it's accelerated to speed never before seen in the last 48 hours. Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. Elton John. And a whole bunch of other people like Gretchen Wilson, top country star. It goes on and on. Meanwhile, you have Dick Cheney coming out, obviously on Friday, and endorsing Kamala. But even George W. Bush says he's not doing it. Now, Trump was already going to win in a bigger landslide than he won in 2016. He did not win in a big enough landslide because some of the propaganda worked. He still was ahead. He still won, but less than 10%, so they were able to steal it. This time, if they didn't have fraud, he'd win all 50 states. California, New York. The Democrats just run total fraud there. He would win all 50 states. Reagan won 49 in 1984 was re-election. So I don't want people to be overconfident because they can still try to trump reality, pun intended, with total fraud or an assassination. But they've only got so much fraud baked in, and we've talked a lot about the different ways they do that. Ballots that don't work in Republican precincts is a favorite. They've been arresting people all over the country. You're already caught setting it up. They did it in places like Arizona, obviously. Pennsylvania, Georgia. Water mains break, power goes out. They say they stop counting, they count even faster. You expose it, they sue you, have a rigged jury. You know, give them 70-something million like happened with Giuliani. But this is huge. And if you go look at the methodology of polls, CNN polls that are still skewed towards Democrats but not completely skewed, he's winning. New York Times polls, he's winning. Rasmussen's polls, he's winning. Gallup polls, he's winning. Big. And when they do specific polls locally that are scientific, Trump's got double-digit leads on Kamala on issues. So how's he double-digit in all the polls on issues? We're talking 25, 30 points in many cases, but always over 20. And then how could she be ahead in some of these other polls? When you read the methodology of those, they're being paid for by the Democratic Party, and you look at it, but a lot of the new ones, for the first time ever, that Kamala's putting out, do not even have the methodology or how they do it, the method. So they're in deep trouble. Absolutely mega massive deep trouble. And the Democrats thought they've imported 20-something million illegal aliens the last almost 4 years. And that will get them with the census coming up, more apportionment, more blue seats and more districts. And they admit that. And they can line up the illegals to go vote as well, but it's not happening fast enough. And there's too much of a landslide of black and Hispanic voters that are citizens over to them. And so it's a day late, a dollar short, still be a fight down the road. And you've got the Venezuelan criminal gangs that are so vicious. I mean, from street children when they're 10 years old up, by the time they're 20, they're hardened criminals. Barbarous. Much as shoot you as, you know, look at you. And you've got the Haitians who have had a collapsed country for many decades, the Clintons feeding off of them, all of it, being brought in medium-sized towns, cities, you know, 20, 30,000 a pop, like Springfield, Ohio, which is they're eating the dogs, the cats, raping, burning, murdering, just like zombies running around. We have all these countless videos, and that really captures the public's attention. And then you've got the open border, and you've got the war in Ukraine, and you've got the devalued dollar, and you're lying, and it just isn't working. And then you've got Democrats running around everywhere saying, attack Republicans, put them in prison, we're going to overthrow the country. You know, too bad Trump didn't get killed. And that's what The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, said. He said, the rhetoric's really dangerous. They're calling for violence. And I've always liked Trump, and I think he's great. That's as clear an endorsement as you're going to get. And a lot of that is because I know people that know The Rock well. They say he's a super nice guy, super cool, great guy. But he's an entertainer. He reads off a script. He's an actor. So when you get the Elton Johns and the Rocks and so many others, you know, these aren't the Tom Selleck's that have always been there, or Voight, or one of my favorite actors, Kurt Russell, and he's been saying stuff for his whole career that he's a conservative. They didn't support Trump because now it's popular. They've done it because they're good guys. But Elton John saying Trump's brilliant, really nice, and a great guy, and he likes him. And the host says, you know, we know you don't support him. And he's like, well, actually, I do. So what's happened is watching Trump almost get killed and seeing the cackling crazy witch and Tim Walz, Tampon Tim, a known Chinese agent, and everything he says is a lie. People that are wealthy and successful are going, why would we do this? Now, still all the big banks and BlackRock, literally 95% of the big banker money is going to Kamala. They're the establishment. So the whole DNC was about how they're the renegades and blue-collar workers and union workers. Give me a break. Majority of the union workers are supporting Trump, but not their leadership. You got Tim Walz saying, for us to have the best military, we're going to have more transgenders. I mean, this is how you undermine the country. He's given a script. He follows it. So that's my announcement. Dr. Drew is coming up. Great, iconic person. Top ratings on TV. You know, got canceled because he exposed the COVID shots. Still as popular as ever. Doing his own show. He's joining us to talk about a whole host of issues. And I'd written a list of questions for him, and I thought I'd send it to the printer. Can I have those? Please, thank you. Maybe it's in here. So he's coming up next hour. And Roger Stone is joining us to talk about these reports that, oh, the guy that the Nostradamus of elections that calls all the elections right, which he hasn't, says that Kamala's going to win. So you still have people putting out that idea that, oh, she's going to win, so they try to steal it. It sounds legitimate. So they had to get rid of Biden because it wasn't legitimate the first time. Nobody really bought it. And now, 4 years later, nobody was buying it. And if she has a disastrous performance tomorrow night, which I think she will, I have said they may replace her. And you're like, that's crazy. Well, they already replaced Biden. And even Vivek Ramaswamy, who's very smart, came out and said he thinks they might replace her. You're going to see some crazy stuff. Absolutely. So we are in very, very perilous, insane, crazy times right now. And it's very important that we understand the basic fact. That all the globalists have is reckless actions at this point. That's all they have left. And we've already seen an escalation in reckless behavior all the way up to World War III level garbage. And so when I get up here and say Trump is going to have the biggest landslide in American history from the numbers and evidence I'm seeing, but our enemies have a normalcy bias of always winning for the last 80 years controlling this country, the deep state, the permanent bureaucracy, and the big financial interests that control it, that I can tell you the bad news, they're not going to give up. So poison Trump, blow up his airplane, shoot him, truck bomb him, cyber attack, say the Russians did it, knock the power out in part of the country, the whole thing. You got the FBI, you got Klaus Schwab, you've got them all saying over and over and over and over again that there will be huge devastating events that'll make COVID look like a minor inconvenience. And they've been increasing that rhetoric, turning it all the way up to 10 in recent months and weeks. So just be ready for that and have your head on a swivel. If you also add to that equation the Ukraine situation, and I'll get to this in the third hour, it's going to take some time to go over. The Russians have been pouring massive numbers of troops into Ukraine, hundreds of thousands in the last few months, on top of what were there. They have massively increased their missile attacks with ballistic and cruise missiles in the last 5 days, and they are blowing up Ukrainian military bases and troop formations everywhere, and have basically, the estimates are, increased the amount of troop kills against the Ukrainians tenfold, whatever happened. So Russia was holding back for the last 2.5 years, and now is sending in, it appears, more of their main force, because they sent in the conscripts. That's an old military tactic, to use up your less capable forces to suck up the enemy's weapons, cash. That's why you have the term cannon fodder. You know, you feed people to cannons. That goes back hundreds of years. And then later you bring in your elite forces. And Putin's not even committed those yet. So that whole thing is deteriorating out of control. But it really is a giant, massive announcement that all of these top-tier celebrities, who I don't care about their endorsement intellectually, who cares what some actor says, unless they've been like Ronald Reagan for decades fighting communists and stopping communists and getting in, famously, they never really hype it up, but him and John Wayne would go out and get in literally street battles with the communists. You watch the Reagan movie, they show him and guys getting off a bus to go fight. And later he talks about, you know, I've got scars all over me from the communists. That's all real. I mean, Ronald Reagan used to go beat up communists with John Wayne. And so I do care about an actor if they have a long history of standing up for the country. It doesn't mean Reagan was perfect by any stretch of imagination. But I have a lot more respect for somebody like Trump that actually runs a bunch of businesses and has gone through all this hell. And here's another key point. Trump is now coming right out. A lot of people said Trump shouldn't do this. I said he should. And saying, yeah, we do have to arrest all these globalists. They've committed a bunch of crimes. And yeah, we are going to put people in jail that were involved in election meddling. And yeah, and if you do get caught election meddling this time, we'll put you in prison. And if you're a federal employee that did it, we'll fire you bare minimum. The fact that he's signaling that he's not going to try to have a coalition government like he did 8 years ago, they stabbed him in the back. He tried to work with him. He's like, hey, we'll have prosperity and security. This destroying America thing is over. But don't worry, all your companies, including Globalist, will make record money. And they doubled, more than doubled their money under Trump. But that they don't want the money, because they already have basically unlimited money. They want the power. They want the control over your body, over your soul, over your mind. They want your soul, like the song says. Let's come back in with that if we can. We want your soul. Now, again, I know most of the audience understands this forwards, backwards. I get that. But when you get people like Elton John and The Rock coming out and saying Trump's a great guy and a genius and really good, they've always liked him, That's their PR firms when they're like, hey, I don't want to support Kamala. This looks dangerous, and my fans don't like me not endorsing. There's massive pressure for people to do this. Now let me say something about Joe Rogan, who I know very well. I'll leave it at that. We talk quite a bit. Exchange text messages every day. Joe, in reality, is devastating the left and their whole agenda and exposing the mass death from the shots and exposing the eugenics operation and exposing the open borders and exposing Kamala. But then he'll occasionally say something nice about Kamala. And I'm going to just tell you the secret here. And I'm not going to say I heard it right from him. Maybe I did. But by saying publicly you're nonpartisan when you're actually, in reality, doing everything that's patriotic and hurting the globalist, you keep the channel open to the left to keep listening to you. Not that you even need their money or sponsorship, because you could go all populist and probably even have a bigger audience and make even more money in this climate particularly, if you're Joe who survived and, been able to not be shut down. But the left stops listening. He wants to convince them in a judo move, and that's what he's doing. And that's the inside baseball. So people say he needs to endorse Trump officially. Yeah, I mean, I think you should go all the way to that. I think you should do it because we're at a crossroads. But I get what he's been doing. People like George Strait, who I know his band, going back, you know, Ace in the Hole, been to some of their events, talked to him. I know people that know George Strait. He's super conservative, Trump supporter. I've been told he's a big listener. So is Hank Williams Jr. He's very close to coming on the show, just decided not to 15 years ago, or whenever he got taken off the NFL at first. And it's not that I do love their music. It's that they have so many fans. They've not been political very much. At this moment, we need George Strait. And I'm not singling him out. He's just as big as you get in country music. To, man, the country's in trouble. This isn't the time to just say, well, we want to sell tickets to both Republicans and Democrats. No. And I talked to Willie, who I know very well. And I love Willie to death. God, he's like 93 years old now or whatever. But last time I had dinner with him, 10 years ago, he was not the Willie Nelson I knew 10 years before that. And now the lights are home. The lights are home. The lights are on. It's a Clint Black song. The lights are on, but nobody's home. And that's where that is. But it'd be great to see Willie. But he's, you know, liberal Democrat, but he likes my show. He understands what's going on. Back when I was anti-Bush, oh, he'd call me up, go to his house, play chess, go out to eat. Great guy. Reminds me so much of, they're all dead now, but family in East Texas. My dad's family comes just a couple counties over from where he's from. And I'm telling you, that Willie Nelson, man, that is just the way he looks, the way he talks. That's what my dad's family, other than his dad, they were all like John Wayne-looking guys, but other big branch of the family out there all look like Willie Nelson. It's just crazy. But side issues. We're going to come back with Roger Stone. This is just a big deal, folks. And it's going down. So anybody saying they're not excited or intrigued is a fool. I don't need Netflix or video games. I've got reality. I'm Alex Jones. Follow us on X at Real Alex Jones. We'll be right back.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD. Test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years.
to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The Powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. They didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now. And that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spreading the word. And it's more important than ever that we get funding. We try to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Roger Stone is joining us in 2 minutes. He has massive intel on the 2024 election, one of the top political analysts in the country, and, of course, former chief advisor to President Trump and current confidant. But first, Charlie Kirk states something that's a well-known fact, but he states it very well, and I want this to sink in because this is the reality. The Democrat globalists hate America. They're doing it all on purpose. They're not incompetent. Here it is.
What the Democrats are doing is a deliberate plan of destruction against the United States of America. This is not that Joe Biden does not, well, he doesn't really know where he is, I mean, but that's a separate issue. His team knows what they're doing. They hate the country. They have bitterness for this republic. And they are making intentional steps to ruin it. In the 1970s, there were two Marxist communist political philosophers, Cloward Piven, who wrote a document saying that we are going to turn America into a communist country by doing three things. We will destroy the US dollar by printing trillions of dollars we do not have. We will build a deep state of government agents that will go after everyday citizens and that will absorb the private sector. And we will open up the southern border of the United States to allow tens of millions of third worlders to come into the country. This is called the Cloward Piven strategy. Trillions of dollars we do not have. A deep state administrative state that is destroying the country and is locking up our political dissidents and allowing the third world to come into America. It is not a mistake or an accident what Joe Biden is doing. It is intentional. And therefore, it is evil what he is doing. He is a traitor to the United States of America.
All right, Roger Stone joins us. I set him up for the show a couple days ago. We haven't talked. I'd imagine he wasn't listening. He's always very busy. So I'm going to just restate what I said in the first 30 minutes. And Roger never wants to say it's in the bag because 56 days is a lifetime in politics. But that said, talking to the public, seeing what I experience out, you know, in the street, and looking at, in just the last 48 hours, Elton John, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, all these other huge musicians, top people everywhere, world leaders saying great things about Trump, that he's a genius, that he's always been nice, that they like him, that they think he's a great man. And then also what they say, like America's in trouble, the Democrats are violent, they're going to do bad things. That's what Rock said, The Rock said. Those guys know where their fan base is. They know it's hurting them more not to support Trump. So I don't care what some musician or actor says or does when they're just being paid to put out something. I care about men and women of action, you know, scientists and military people and heroes and you know, folks that inventors and people that have morals and for decades and decades and decades and decades and decades stand on the same major issues. You know, I hate the globalists, but I respect them because at least they're planning to take over and turn humans into cyborgs and kill the majority of us. I mean, they're really doing it. So I respect them. I hate every stinking cell in their bodies, but I understand that they are committed. They know who they are. They have a purpose. We need to get our purpose, and we're getting that. So the rats are leaving the sinking ship. There's a lot of bad methodology in polls that the Democrats are paying for, their subsidiaries are. You can track that. They're saying she's winning. But she said last week, and I played the clip, let's pull it up again if we can for later. We'll use another one of her fake Southern voices. She's like, now don't you think, or however she does it, I can't even imitate it, it's so fake. I tell y'all, don't be thinking I'm going to win so easy. Them polls ain't right. It's really close. Yeah, you're really far behind. So she said, don't listen to the polls. That's to convince people not to, the Republican to give up, but we're actually real close. I need all you to vote right now. We play the clip. It's bizarre that's in that voice, but that's desperation. So I'm not saying don't go vote. I'm not saying don't get others to go vote. I'm not saying to not keep waking people up because they got a lot of fraud they can bake in, but they tried to kill him July 13th because they already knew they can't stop him, which means black swans, expanded wars, cyber attacks, power outages, new assassination attempts. And we got to keep that on the front burner. In this modern culture, there's so much entertainment and so much garbage. People don't differentiate a movie from the real world. This is the real world. I know our general audience knows that. I'm not being patronizing. I'm simply saying we need to understand how critical and how urgent the situation is. Roger Stone, StoneZone.com, hosts a daily, very popular program and also a top show now being syndicated by WABC, the top station in the country. Roger, so much craziness. I want to walk through this. Do you agree with what I just said, or you want to take us to the next level on it? Because I always defer to you on these matters. There's not many people that actually know more than I do, but you do on the issue of elections by a thousand miles. And then where Trump's going, what you expect in the debate tomorrow night between the Laughing Hyena and our champion, DJT, Roger Stone.
Well, Alex, the first thing I'm upset about is, you're right, I was in New York for the weekend, went up there for a great charity event put on by 77 WABC, and also, for the first time, broadcast my Sunday radio show from their studios, which I had never done before. It's a great experience. But when I came back, Alex, my cat is missing. So I'm really beginning to worry that perhaps some Haitian illegal immigrant has eaten my cat. It's a very legitimate concern. I've looked everywhere. This cat's always at the front door when I come home. So it's a very real concern. to go to your question, I am growingly optimistic. Now, you know, I'm never optimistic. I'm very, very cautious about these things. And I recognize the volatility of our politics. I recognize that the pool of voters who are still available is very small. I recognize particularly that although they don't have the monopoly on mainstream media discourse that they had in 2016 and in 2020, they still have enormous influence. And I'm still tremendously concerned about censorship. Censorship, I still think, is the number one problem, because if we can't freely exchange ideas, if we can't express our views, well, then we really can't raise any of these other questions that are facing America. I was shocked to see a guy that I went to high school with, Robert Reich. Now, I always knew Robert Reich was he's kind of a pompous guy, and I always knew he was a liberal, a leftist. But he now wants Elon Musk to be arrested and prosecuted because he lets people like you and I back on his social media platform X. If this isn't authoritarianism, if this isn't Bolshevism, what is it?
And here's a photo you sent from your yearbook. Here you are. This was Bill Clinton's chief economic advisor, an admitted communist. He's been calling for Elon Musk arrest. What do you make of that?
It's extraordinary, particularly when you combine it with Kamala Harris herself saying that her Justice Department would be charged with shutting down and arresting those who were spreading, quote unquote, misinformation. Who is to decide what's true and what's false? I think that's the consumer. That's the voter. That's the average American. Let them decide. I see a lot of crazy left-wing stuff on the social media platforms, for example, that there was never any assassination attempt on Donald Trump. That was all a hoax. Nobody ever really got shot. That was staged, and Roger Stone did it. Roger Stone orchestrated it. Well, Alex, if they can sue you falsely for comments that you didn't even really make about Sandy Hook, then are they not liable as well? This has brought members of my family extraordinary harassment. Why did your father orchestrate this fake attack on Donald Trump? This disrespects the memory of Corey Comparatore, the poor guy, the American, the firefighter who took one to the head and died while shielding his daughter and his wife. It's the most outrageous conspiracy theory of the left I've ever seen.
And since you raised that, let's be clear. There was no footage or witnesses live on TV with Sandy Hook, which I do think happened. The internet didn't believe it. It was a huge multi-year story. I barely ever talked about it. They hired PR firms to hype up things I never did to then sue me and then rig court cases to create the Alex Jones exception to the First Amendment, which the Democrats have admitted to on MSNBC and CNN. With Trump, Trump gets grazed, two others get shot, one man gets killed, shot in the back of the head, the firefighter who was shielding his wife and daughter. This happened, and the idiot left, like Rosie O'Donnell goes, when you shoot a big old bullet, you know, she's showing the whole cartridge, it'll blow you. No, she doesn't get when it grazes you, it just does a scrape. Then they go, no, it's a big bullet, it blows the ear off. No, it doesn't. And I've been so busy, I haven't gone out to a field with, say, a watermelon and set it up at 150 yards like this guy did, and I can set the scope where I'm a good enough shot where I will graze, just barely touch the watermelon, and people will see a little scratch on it. Somebody listening, go out and do it and send us a video. I'm too busy to do it. But anybody that's been around this knows this. And then you actually shoot, then I'll shoot the watermelon dead on, and it'll blow the whole back out. So Kennedy, if he'd been grazed on the ear, bullet just whizzes by, barely touches, it cuts you, and it keeps going. Okay? Now, if it hits you in the skull, it goes in, the bullet then expands, fragments with compression, and blasts that gas pressure out. The back of the head blows off, and the head opens up like a flower, basically. So These idiots don't understand guns, Roger.
Well, look, there's not only the question that, Corey Compiteri lost his life. Two people were seriously wounded. Yes, I'm sorry, there are photographs of Trump's ear immediately after he got grazed by a bullet. And there's a lot of blood. But Joy Reid, for example, at MSNBC, says that this was all orchestrated, that, Trump bit some kind of capsule that simulated this blood. This is truly insanity. But my daughter works as a nurse in an emergency room, and she's been accosted. Why did your father orchestrate this fake assassination attempt on Trump? I'm sorry, if they're going to be able to destroy you based on these lies, they're lying about me, and they should be held responsible.
Well, under the First Amendment, they have a right to lie about you. They rigged the cases against me. What they don't have a right to do is harass you. And I know your wife's been physically attacked, you've been attacked, and they know exactly what they're doing. But that's why The Rock came out, we'll play a clip in a moment, and said he likes Trump. Trump's always been a great guy, and he's worried about Democrats because they're pushing violence. That's an endorsement. He didn't say, "I officially endorse him." He said, "I've known him. He's a great guy. Always liked him. Plus, the Democrats are dangerous." That is a powerful statement. So is the statement by Elton John. The reporter's like, "You don't support him, we know, but what do you think of him?" And he's like, "No, I think he's a genius. I like him a lot. He's a great guy." So again, that is a major sign that people in the system, and there's a bunch of other examples, understand this is do or die. And you've had Musk come out and say he fully endorses Trump, and now putting in tons of money. You've got all these other prominent people. This has really got the system scared. So let's back-to-back play The Rock at an amazing event that Patrick Bet-David just put on over the weekend. Congratulations, how he's exploded. He's been big for 6-7 years, but he's really big now. Congratulations to Patrick Bet-David. It's great to have more people super hardcore and reaching tens of millions a day. And congratulations to The Rock doing the right thing. And congratulate, that makes up for his Maui behavior with Oprah. And congratulations to, you know, obviously everybody else that is doing that, like Elton John. Let's roll those clips back to back.
Trump used to come watch me wrestle all the time, back at Madison Square Garden. It was great. First time I saw him, though, he said, "Let me see the eyebrow." I said, "Got it, there it is." That's cool. So he was a fan. He watched you as a fan.
Oh, he was.
Yeah, that's cool. He used to come to Madison Square Garden all the time. Big surprise.
Whether you love Donald, you don't love Donald, it doesn't matter. Tried to assassinate him. There's no room for that. And yes. Despite it being who we were in that moment, I still believe in my core that is not who we are as a country. So him standing up in that moment, you wanted to see that.
I know that you're not a supporter of Donald Trump's. He loves your music. How did it feel when he took the lyrics to Rocket Man and he used it as a nickname for Kim Jong-un, and then he gave Kim Jong-un...
I laughed. CD. I thought it was brilliant. I just thought, good on you, Donald. I'm the Rocket Man, yeah. I mean, Donald's always been a fan of mine, and he's been to my concerts many, many times. So, I mean, I've always been friendly towards him, and I thank him for his support. Yeah, when he did that, I just thought it was hilarious. It made me laugh.
He gave Kim one of your CDs and signed it. That was in one of the books about him, because Kim, I guess, didn't know the song, so...
What's that?
He gave Kim Jong-un the signed CD.
Yes.
You know, which he'd never heard of it.
I know, because he hasn't heard of me, Kim Jong-un. Maybe he'd be very surprised if he had. I've never toured North Korea, and I have no intention of doing so. I thought it was a light moment, and it was fun.
So they're trying to get Elton John to attack Trump, and he doesn't. And The Rock says, look, Trump got shot. He stood up and said, fight, fight, fight. This is dangerous what the Democrats are doing. Again, this is another major bellwether sign. I've got so many other examples here, Roger. What do you make of Trump way ahead in the betting markets now, way ahead in New York Times polls that actually do real polls in the case? I looked at the methodology versus all these fake stories and fake polls they admit Kamala's flooding the zone with.
You know, Alex, I looked specifically at that New York Times Siena College poll that I think a few weeks ago had Trump trailing by 3. And it was pretty easy to see that they had oversampled Democrats to get that result. Now, Maybe they did it purposely. Maybe it was a methodological mistake. It's possible. That was corrected in this poll. So in this poll, you had what I think was a more accurate sample from which to poll. Now has Trump leading by one. A very good source tells me that in Pennsylvania, a new poll taken for Senator Bob Casey, Democrat who's running for re-election, shows Kamala now trailing in Pennsylvania by two. And with Trump having major movement in the collar counties around Philadelphia, and particularly among women, based specifically on economic issues, on inflation, the cost of groceries, the cost of living, the cost of gasoline. So I'm optimistic. The most amazing development, though, Alex, is the endorsement of Dick Cheney, the vice president who foisted upon this country a completely fake war.
By the way, you just read my mind. That was my next question. If you think it's okay to kill people in order to get rich, you're on their side. Tucker Carlson responds to the Cheney clan endorsing Kamala. And then, start over, so I want to interrupt you, but then George W. comes out and says, I'm not endorsing Kamala, which is a tacit endorsement of Trump. What do you make of that? Start over.
Well, first of all, Dick Cheney used to be the most hated man on the American left. I mean, he lied our way into war, as you know. This is a war in which tens of thousands of Americans lost their lives and hundreds of thousands of Iraqis lost their lives based on Dick Cheney's false claim that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction and that Saddam Hussein was somehow involved in the attack on America on 9/11. Those are two massive lies. Now, Dick Cheney's company, Halliburton, made tens of millions of dollars.
$7 billion.
On this fake war. Just the idea that the mainstream media, I watched this interview with Dana Bash on CNN. She thinks the endorsement of Dick Cheney, one of the most hated men in America, is more important than the historic endorsement of Donald Trump by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who I think distinguished himself in his campaign by talking about issues that no one else
sure.
would talk about, and who now clearly recognizes the innate danger of the deep state and the neocon war machine. If you took a poll today, I guarantee you that Robert Kennedy's better known than Dick Cheney, and I guarantee you that he is more respected and more popular than Dick Cheney.
Well, sure. Let me add to that. I think it's clear. It's a no-brainer. Liz Cheney endorsing Kamala and now Dick Cheney, her father, doing it is an obvious giant negative. In fact, in the history of Congress, you know this, there's never been an incumbent get as bad a numbers as she got. Then you got Kinzinger and the rest of them. These establishment neocons are loathed and hated. And haven't the neocons pretty much now finally been driven from leadership positions in the Republican Party, other than like Lindsey Graham?
Certainly, this is a new Republican Party. This is the party of America first. But look, I'll take this trade all day. Robert F. Kennedy, and particularly Tulsi Gabbard, who I just am extraordinarily impressed with as a communicator, as someone who's really exposed the war machine. I will trade them any day of the week for Dick Cheney, Liz Cheney, and Adam Kissinger. It's not
sure.
even close. We're on the cusp of a realignment in this country. We are on the cusp of building a new American majority based on common sense. This is historic. And look, Robert Kennedy's got to be given huge credit for putting aside his own aspirations, putting aside his own ego. There's nothing in this for him. As he correctly said, there was no quid pro quo. He's been promised nothing by Donald Trump other than a seat at the table where they can work together to correct the excesses of Big Pharma and to stop the poisoning of our food and to stop the war machine. So to me, Robert Kennedy is a hero for what he's done here. Just think about this for a moment, because you grew up at the same time. I'm a little older than you, but not that much. A Kennedy, the most revered name in the Democrat Party, endorsing the Republican candidate for president. This is truly, truly historic.
Now, Roger, a little bird, also very close to Trump, told me last week that Trump is so busy campaigning and running everything, and that he really does still mainly watch CNN, Fox News, and ABC, which ABC he hates, but he does admits he watches it. And he's finally in interviews going, you know, the internet's bigger and really starting to take away from the mainstream media. No, it's been a shadow for a long time, but so many older politicians like Trump, who aren't savvy like you, who's older, but you know, has always been at the cutting edge, still doesn't get that it's way bigger. He's like, yeah, Elon Musk got like a billion plus people that clicked on it, and they estimated 700 million watched large parts of it just in the one feed that everybody else posted it. We had like 15 million views of it ourselves on the channel. I mean, it's insane. So I think Trump realizing that the system doesn't have power anymore and just to ignore the mainstream media pretty much is the way to go and not always respond like he did when he was president to every new little bomb that Acosta or somebody would throw at him to divert him. I think it's really a big deal that Trump is starting to really, really understand that.
You know, I think the key to this has been his son, Barron. His son, Barron, is very tuned into alternative media, particularly some of the more popular podcasters, which now you see Trump reaching enormous new audiences. This terrific interview he did with Sean Ryan, who I'm not that familiar with, but I've seen his numbers, and they're very, very impressive. I hope he goes on with Patrick Bet David soon.
No, Grace, let me stop you real quick with a limited time. Do 5 more minutes, and then Dr. Drew's coming up. Quickly, though, I front the little bird story. That Trump really didn't even know much about Tulsi Gabbard. And then once he found out how amazing he was, gosh, he's like, why didn't I pick her? He wants Kennedy, but why did I get her for VP? Or why didn't I mean, so he's just now discovered her.
Yeah, he's very, very high on her, as he should be. She's a great communicator, and you really need to read her book about why she left the Democrat Party. But
look, I know you're friends with her, but did you hear the same thing, that Trump just kind of now discovered her?
I think he now fully appreciates how great she is. I don't think he'd ever really focused on the way she destroyed Kamala Harris in that debate. But don't sell J.D. Vance short. His moment is going to come. There's going to be a defining moment in this campaign. I think it'll be in the debate when he crushes and exposes Tim Walz. And he's going to prove to be the right guy.
I agree. Stay there. Do 5 more minutes. We'll talk about the debate coming up tomorrow night. And then Dr. Drew joins us for the rest of the hour. Roger Stone's our guest, StoneZone.com. Be sure to follow me on X at Real Alex Jones.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you are keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.